You're listening to
Okay, Boomer, Teach Me Sales,
a show for sales pros, sales leaders, and small business owners.
Hi, I'm Kelly Bloomer.
And I'm Tom Bloomer.
And we believe life is sales.
And that sales should be fun and rewarding. So subscribe today.
And engage with us on LinkedIn and Instagram. And now, Tom, let's get to today's show.
Okay, Kelly.
Boy, Tom, you seem really excited about today's show.
Is it that obvious, Kel?
It is.
I do feel good. And I'm really excited because our guest today is someone that every conversation I've had with him, he's just so excited, so passionate. He brings it every single day. And I think he's going to do that for our listeners today.
Well, that makes me excited about the show. Let's get to it.
We'll just jump right in?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Kayla from South Jersey. Okay, Boomer, teach me sales.
All right, so we are here today with Larry Long Jr. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks so much, Tom. My honor and my privilege to be here with you.
Yeah, well, I am really excited about it. My wife looked at me this morning. She said, Tom, you look a little bit more nervous than normal. And I told her, I said, you know, one of the things I love about you is you talk about taking things to the next level. Yes. So my goal here is you're going to help take this podcast to the next level. And in order to do that, I've got to somehow be as excitable as you are. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to try to do it. I don't know for sure how we connected. It's been about maybe 2 months or so ago. I think it might have been I saw you speaking on a Thursday night sales. That's a sales community that is a lot of fun. They have a great group of people there that run that. I think I saw you there, immediately sent you out a connection. You connected, and ever since then, you've become one of my favorite follows. You know, whether it's the Wednesday motivation, it's a lot of fun. So why don't you tell listeners who haven't had a chance to follow you yet, how did you get to that point and what are you working on?
I appreciate it. Well, first things first, Tom, don't be scared. I'm going to pass the golden mic over to you.
I am ready
We're going to have a good old time. I'm happy to be here. And yes, Thursday night sales. I was actually just on a live session with Scott Lease from Thursday Night Sales, just really great peeps, really great community. But I'm Larry Long Jr., happy to be here. I've had quite the journey, played baseball at University of Maryland, and my career has had some twists and some turns, doing IT consulting with Accenture, left there to open up an indoor baseball and softball academy. Before that, I went to a spring training. Oh, okay, you got the bat too?
Yes, I'm going to be ready, so I need some
better up.
I've got 3 years, Larry, and I'm ready for the over 59 league. So I'm ready to come out of retirement.
I love it. I love it. But I've been after my baseball academy. And like I said, before that, I went to minor league spring training with the Dodgers and the Red Sox. They made the worst decision in the history of their organizations. Not the Dodgers just got that World Series, but I found my way into a tech sales and tech sales leadership. And I've had the privilege of working with big, middle, medium size, as well as small startups. And I've really found my niche in the startup community. And that's where I'm at today. I'm a sales leader at Teamworks. Teamwork makes the dream work. We sell software to elite athletic teams. So I'm a director of collegiate sales focused on colleges and universities. I'm also a brand ambassador for a company called RepView. We're a data-driven, kind of like a glass door, but for sales professionals. We provide an inside look in the sales organizations so that sales professionals can make better decisions. I'm on the board of directors for Helios, which supports small businesses, necessity-driven entrepreneurs in the Durham, North Carolina region. And I'm launching a side business, LLJR Enterprises, motivation, inspiration, sales coaching, keynote speaking and consulting and training, which certainly have my plate full. But I'm happy to be here, loving life, and especially during these times, just making the most out of the situation.
Absolutely. And that's critical right now. And, you know, you just talked about a couple of the key things that your enterprise is going to be working on. And I got to be honest, every time I hear you, every time I read your post, what jumps out to me is coaching. Yeah. It seems like that it's that kind of mindset that you must bring to pretty much everything you're doing, speaking, one-on-ones, the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm learning. I'm a lifelong learner, and I'm always learning. But I've been fortunate enough to be able to have seen some things. So I love sharing. I love giving. I love helping folks, just people, whether it's sales professionals, business professionals, startup founders. I enjoy giving them information and helping them to grow, to take their game to that next level, and to really get to where they want to get to, and to challenge them to even get past where they want to get to. Why not more? I think Russell Wilson says it best. Why not me? Russell Wilson, he's my height. I'm 5'9¾". I've met him before. I worked a couple baseball camps with him.
Now, who's a little dude? Are you slightly taller than him, or was he slightly taller than you?
He's a little bit taller than me. I got to give it up to him. But he's a little dude playing quarterback and elite. He's one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. Why not him? And his father told him, and his foundation, I think it's called the Why Not You Foundation. Essentially, I'm challenging folks, why not you? If it's not you, it's going to be somebody. So it should be you. Let's get it.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I've seen in your profile. You say, go get it. Right? How many people over the days must have told him you're never going to be a quarterback in the NFL? You know, you're just not going to be big enough. Nope. And boy, he's got to be smiling every day now.
And it's crazy because go get it. But also you'll see, and sometimes it's not amplified, the great work he does in the community. He's a go giver. So I love it. I love a go getter, but I really love a go giver who goes out there and gives to others.
Absolutely. And that's really the kind of the essence of sales, right? And I know one of the things that you talk about in sales is you have to earn it, right? If you want the sale, you want the appointment, you know, earn it and bring that value and give first. And is that something that you're teaching sellers every day?
Yeah. I mean, when I think about sales, my definition is playing matchmaker. You're matching whatever you have, whether it's a product, a service, a thought, an idea, etc. You're matching it with someone else's needs, their wants, their desires, their challenges. And if you're able to make that match, then you're selling, you're helping, you're helping someone to get the desired result that they want. If you're not able to address that, you're probably not selling. I heard a gentleman say, my cousin can sell ice to an Eskimo. I said, that's not sales, that's scams. An Eskimo doesn't need ice. We need to provide people with things that they need. And sometimes they don't know what they need, but I know an Eskimo doesn't need ice. Things that they want, things that will get them to where they want to get to, help them overcome any obstacles, any challenges. So yes, it's all about earning that right, doing your homework and preparing yourself to present and show, hey, here goes what I can deliver to you. Are you interested? Does this make sense? Can we move forward? Can we work together and collaborate? Can we partner? So many times sales is kind of a one-way transaction. It's me on this side, you on the other side. That's not true sales from my perspective. My perspective is we should be on the same side of the table, working together. I need to understand your situation. Walk me through your current situation. Walk me through your process. Let me determine where I can help, if I can help. And if I can't, hey, we'll part ways as friends. We'll come back another time.
Yeah. And somewhere down the road, you know, that journey is going to come back together and it's going to be much stronger. You're going to have a better chance down the road with that journey than to that Eskimo that bought the ice. He's never letting you get a word in edgewise after that, right? Because he's going to realize what happened. You know, you got me thinking, you mentioned it's matchmaker, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was out on the street selling a long time ago, and I really believe that the behaviors haven't changed. What the things you're talking about are the same things that were important 30, 40, 50 years ago with people, whether a leader or a seller. But the way we communicate it has changed so much. And I just think when you said matchmaker, I am so thankful that I was able to meet my wife back in the 80s. And not today, where if I don't communicate well, I'm just getting, what is it, swiped right or left? And I don't even get to talk to her. So, you know, how do you teach people you have that message? How do they get it across now? Because it's so much more difficult, I think.
It is, but it's still humans are humans. So, I mean, the means have changed. Now you have social media, but I mean, the concept still remains the same. Making a human connection, being genuine and authentic and truly caring. There's a term that I call me monster. If you're a me monster, that it just emanates. They can smell BS from a mile away, and no one likes to work with a me monster. If you're a you monster, meaning that you ask questions, you listen actively, you listen to learn instead of listening to respond, you're more than likely you're going to have success. You're going to understand the situation at hand, and you're going to be able to determine what's the right course of action. Should we progress forward or should we not? But so many times, and we saw it when the economy was good, people were able to get, sales professionals in particular, were able to get away with a lack of basics, just the basics of human connection. The listening is so important. So many people think that in sales, it's all about talking and you got to be a slickster. And believe you me, I've learned over time, and you got to pry the microphone out of my hand when I get it in my hand. But I've learned if I want to have success, hey, Larry, shut up and listen.
Yeah, no, it's so important. And I think where a lot of salespeople and people in general struggle is it's one thing to talk the talk. It's another thing to then walk the walk. So, you know, I loved you on one of the things you had recently. You were talking about a story. You met somebody, very successful entrepreneur, and you asked her about her weaknesses. And she claimed to have none, right? And I love the way you said, you know, that conversation ended pretty quick after that, because, you know, I'm sure she probably thinks that she's listening to people and understanding, but there's a disconnect. People really have to kind of talk and walk that.
Big time. And I call that self-awareness, just being aware that we all have areas, I call them opportunity areas of improvement. So yes, we have strengths, but there's particular areas that we can step our game up. And if not, it's time to retire. It's like my man, Russell Westbrook. He averaged a triple-double 3 NBA seasons in a row, which is unbelievable. But during the offseason, he's working on improving his game, taking his game to the next level. My question to your listeners and your viewers is, what are you doing to step your game up? What are you working on to take your game to that proverbial next level? Because if you're not progressing, if you're not moving forward, you're going backwards. And if you're just sitting on the train, you could be on the path to success. If you don't move, you're going to get run over. Because if you're not going to do it, I guarantee you, someone is. It's either going to be me or someone else that I know that's going to go ahead and seize that opportunity.
Yeah, especially at times like now. As difficult as it is, there's going to be winners. You know, there absolutely will be. So let's say you're sitting down and you're coaching someone and you're having a conversation, as I'm sure some of our listeners, they're sitting there saying, you know what, maybe I haven't been as self-aware as I should be. And they're sitting there saying, you know what, I don't really know what my weaknesses are. You know, how would you coach them? What can they do to, you know, you talk a lot about feedback, right? And welcoming feedback. How does that start? And if someone isn't sure they are aware, what would you tell them?
You better ask somebody.
You better ask the question, right?
You have to ask the question. I mean, I'll give you an example. I had a speaking engagement. This was 3 weeks ago. And I shared with the coordinator. I said, feedback is the best present you can give me. It's a gift. And he was kind of feeling me out. He said, well, your presentation was great. It was high energy. I said, hey, I appreciate that. I really do from the bottom of my heart, but I can't get better if you don't share areas that I can improve. So he said, I'll think about it. 20 minutes later, he sent me an email. Hey, can you chat? I'm like, yes. He kind of hesitated. He said, hey, your presentation was off the chain, but have you ever been on a roller coaster? I'm like, yeah, I'm afraid of heights, but I've been on one. He said, well, you know, on a roller coaster, you kind of start off, you kind of build up, and then you get to the climax, and then whee! He was like, you might want to implement that in your presentation, because your whole presentation was, wee! He said, sometimes you need to slow down. lean in and not be wee the whole time. So I had the opportunity, that was for their UK and their US team. I had the opportunity a little bit later with their Australia team. And essentially I took his advice, I put it into action, and pretty much he sent me a message that said, nailed it. So absolutely, for your viewers, if you want feedback, you have to ask and you have to be open. You have to be open to receiving the feedback. And one tip I'll give you is when someone gives you feedback, report back. Let them know, I took your feedback. Here go the actions that I took, and here goes the results. Whether they were good, whether they were indifferent, or whether they were bad, it means so much to the person sharing that feedback with you to know that you implemented, you tried it, and that you listened and you really meant that, hey, I'm trying to get better. If you don't ask, you're not going to get the answer. I think Tony Robbins says it best. The most successful people ask the toughest questions. They ask the best questions, and therefore they get the best and the toughest answers. So it's tough to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm not excellent in every avenue of my sales and my business game. I'm not excellent in every avenue of my personal game, and there's room for improvement. I might be a 6. What can I do to get to a 7? I might be a 9. I don't want to be a 9. I want to be a 9.5. I don't know too many people that are 10s across the board. So there's always room for improvement.
All right. So, Larry, I want to delve into a little bit of some of the key things that you've been getting across to people for a while, and I'm sure are important parts of your coaching. The first is that perseverance that you've talked about. And the reason I want to start with that, we're going through a tough time, right? Everybody understands what 2020 has been like. And for months, we've been joking, well, it's 2020. We can't wait for 2021. It's Q4. Salespeople have got to be focused on Q1 right now. And they're waking up every morning not knowing if 2021 is going to be any better than 2020. So how do they persevere? Where does that come from?
Yeah, so each individual is unique. All I can do is I can speak for myself. We're about 8+ months into this pandemic. And it's been a challenge. I can't sugarcoat it. It has been rough. It's cost people lives, their jobs, their livelihood. Families are struggling. Individuals are struggling. But you can control what you can control. And there's an acronym called EAT. You can control your emotions. You can control your actions and your attitude, and you can control how you treat other people. Those are the only things you can control. So when you think about perseverance, it's one of those things, and I hire for this. I look for folks that when you get hit with an obstacle, because if it wasn't the pandemic of 2020, it would have been something, whether it was the vicious hornets that were coming to get us, whether it was asteroids, there's always something going on. And if you look for it, you can find some obstacles. But essentially, I'm looking for people that when they find those obstacles, they're now putting on their thinking cap and finding a way over, finding a way around. If they have to, digging a tunnel under. And if they absolutely have to, boom, going right through it. So you talk about perseverance, can't stop, won't stop. That's got to be the mentality. And it's a mentality. It's a feeling in your heart. It's a feeling in your mind. You got to speak it with your mouth, and then you have to execute. You actually have to take action to persevere. If you just give up, I mean, what's next? You're right. There, no one knows. It's the unknown. We don't know what the next is. But I do know that I'm alive today, and I've got the opportunity to help other people. Martin Luther King Jr. said it best. Life's most urgent and persistent question. It's crazy that he's talking about questions, kind of like Tony Robbins ended up talking about the power of questions and listening. The life's most urgent and persistent question is, what are you doing to help others? What are you doing to serve others? And that's something, I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I know today I woke up, my 2 feet hit the ground. I've got the opportunity to help others right now. So that's the question that I encourage everyone to ask. Look in the mirror and actually say it out loud. Self, what am I doing today to help someone else out? I'll give you a tip. Write this down. It's called the hashtag 3-minute challenge. It only takes 3 minutes a day. Find someone that you have a current relationship with and think about how can you surprise and delight them. I got this from one of my new colleagues. He said, surprise and delight. If someone likes NASCAR, go ahead. You can find an image on Google, NASCAR. Go ahead and copy that image, send them a text and say, hey, Tom, I know you like that number 88 car, Dale Jr. I was thinking about you. That's it. Surprise and delight.
Yeah. And you may not see it, but if it puts a smile on their face, you could change their whole day, right? That's the thing. And I think what I'm hearing as you're talking is, you know, that comes from believing in yourself. And no matter what you're getting hit with, you wake up in the morning and you know there's someone I can help. I can't control. There's so many things in life I can't control, but I can help someone today. And that's just going to get your whole mojo, your whole day going, right?
So many people are looking for the silver bullet. They want the magic dust. We live in a microwave society. I want it now. No, the silver bullet, it doesn't exist. But I can tell you what I found to be my magic dust is helping others. The more you help others, and it doesn't have to be grandiose. So many people think, oh, I'm not a millionaire. You don't have to be a millionaire to help someone else out. The little things mean so much. And during this time, folks are weary. Folks are struggling. Folks are challenging. Just a word of encouragement. People just want to know that you care. It's there's a saying that goes, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And the only way you can show you care is through your actions, not your words. Talk is cheap. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. Mark Cuban, one of my favorite sharks at the beginning of the pandemic, he said, hey, this time is going to shine bright the true colors of both individuals and organizations. And I tell you, Tom, I've had my popcorn and I'm taking notes. He was right. Individuals and organizations are showing their true colors through adversity, through chaos. Some is good, some is great, and some, I hate to say it, has been piss poor. It's been terrible. But like you said, there's going to be some winners and there's going to be some losers. It's your choice.
Absolutely. And I think when you talk about the different types and how companies are reacting, right? Either positive thumbs up or thumbs down. I think in many times that's who they are. That's the kind of company they were. That's the kind of person they were. But they kind of get through when things are good. You know, things are okay. I mean, I've worked with organizations where people stayed because they were making good money. And the companies thinks, hey, we're doing things pretty good. But as soon as things change, that's not going to continue. Let's talk for a second. And in that vein, I think it's very much a challenge for our sellers right now and sales leaders, because you have a product or service that you want to show people. You want to talk about your features, your benefits. You're there to sell them something, right? We need to earn it, but that's our job, right? But business owners right now, they have other things that are far more on their mind than maybe your product or service. And I think some sellers really have struggled with understanding, you know, I've got this great product, I know you need it, but you're worried about, you know, am I going to have to close my business, you know, at 10 o'clock at night? You know, am I going to have to shut down because people are getting sick? How does somebody really sit down and think about what someone else is facing before they try to sell them something?
Yeah, I think that term is empathy, putting yourself in someone else's shoes and being able to feel what they feel. And right now, there are a lot of businesses that are challenged. But I also share with you, there's a lot of businesses that aren't challenged. For your professional sellers out there, and I use the word professional, because this, you got to be a professional, not an amateur. You've got to find those folks that are in a position to evaluate and possibly engage and move forward with your product, with your solution. You've got to put on your thinking cap and get creative to find the opportunity. They're out there. If you tell me there's no path to an order, there's no path forward, then just give up. Just give up, just shut it down. Wave the white flag and just give up. I don't want you on my team. We can go grab a drink, but you can't be on my team. I'm looking for people that are part of that crew. There's really two crews. There's the one crew of woe is me, I can't because of whatever. You can say the pandemic, you can say whatever, the protest. I mean, there's plenty of reasons why. I mean, I've got excuses for every day that ends in why.
Right now, everybody wakes up.
George Brown said it best, ain't nobody got time for that. I want people in this camp that say, I will succeed in spite of whatever that is. So if you're in this camp, nah, I can't mess with you. If you're in this camp where you're going to FIFO, figure it the freak out, let's roll. Let's go to work. We're going to figure this thing out and we're going to have fun as we do it. Who doesn't have fun helping people with their problems? With chaos, with turbulence comes opportunity. I'm smiling because the opportunity is there. So many times you just have to open your eyes. It's there. Don't believe the hype. Oh, it's impossible. The word itself, impossible, says, I am possible. I don't know if there's any Boston Celtics fans out there, but your man Kevin Garnett said it best after he won the championship. Anything is possible!
Larry, you don't bring up the Celtics in front of a Sixers fan. Larry, that's not going to fly.
What you know about Mo Cheeks and Moses Malone and Dr. J?
There you go. Hey, Iverson, my all-time favorite. I mean, he brought it. Well, we're getting off topic, but that's somebody we want on our team, right? Somebody that no matter what, brings it every single day.
Now I got a question for you. Speaking of AI that is related to sales, are we talking about practice?
Well, don't get me started. That's the only thing he and I didn't see eye to eye on. So, but you know, here's the difference. And this would be a whole other debate with your background in sports. You know, is it talent or is it drive, right? What makes somebody more successful? I was very fortunate, especially in sales. I didn't have the talent. So I had to work harder than everybody else. So I think sometimes when people just have that talent, maybe they don't get that drive. But let me ask you this. So I went through and was leading a sales team, a large sales team, when the last recession hit, 08, 09. And we saw a number of sales professionals, as you said, they were gone. You know, 12 months later, they were gone because they didn't build those relationships. They couldn't up their game to what was suddenly needed. And every one of them, I promise you, blamed the recession on it. Now, everybody wakes up with an excuse, right? If you're not having a good day, a good quarter, well, it's not me. Look what's going on. How could anybody be successful? I think it's got to be so difficult for people to fight through that, right? Because you wake up with that excuse. It's just the tendency to do it. But the team you're looking for, that's not the way they're looking for a way to overcome that.
You can't have two open palms on my team. Hey, what? Why'd you miss your number? That's not acceptable. Survey says, nah. Let's go ahead and figure this out. Let's put together a game plan. And I mean, I'm not a New England Patriots fan, but I respect their hustle. I don't know if you remember the Super Bowl when they were getting whooped up on by the Falcons. They took their game plan. They took their playbook. And at halftime, they ripped it up. I can imagine them ripping it up. Bill Belichick saying, what in the world? We're getting demolished. They installed a new playbook, a new game plan in the second half. And lo and behold, they won the Super Bowl. My question is, what is your game plan? Are you making the in-game adjustments? Are you flexible? Are you using the data? There's so much data out there, and you hear it all the time, data, data, data. Data is good, but action is great. Action based off of that data is even greater. So my question is, what are you doing to look at the data, analyze the data, and then adapt accordingly your game plan? Someone is going to have success. You make the choice whether it's going to be you or two open palms. You make the excuse of why it wasn't you.
Yeah, no. And what you had me thinking, my wife and I were just having a discussion the other day about what she calls the adult in the room. So Bill Belichick, and I don't love Bill Belichick, but his team, there's 100% alignment. So they can adjust like that at halftime because I guarantee you, nobody's pointing fingers. Nobody's down. Here, we're ripping it up. We're starting. The whole team is aligned together. That's a problem in a lot of companies. So how do you, as a seller or as a sales leader, that alignment's got to be critical, right? Everybody's got to believe in what they're doing.
Yeah, so true. I think they call it culture. Everyone being on the same page. It starts with communication. It rolls into relationships. And it starts at the top. It starts at the top. So Bill Belichick, you got to respect the hustle. You got to respect the rings. He's got the hardware to say he's doing something right. He's figured something out. But yeah, it's about your people, your personnel. It's about your process and your execution on that process. And I'm a big believer of having fun. I think the millennials, they call it YOLO. You only live once. Well, guess what? We're on a yo-yo called life. This four-letter word we call life, it's so beautiful, but it goes up and it goes down. We got the pandemic. We're on lockdown. And then, we're back again. There's a vaccine. Nobody knows. But what I do know is that we all have the opportunity to get it in right now. And as far as the team goes, that cohesiveness, that culture, everyone being on the same page is so important. Because if you have folks that are siloed, folks that are rowing this way and rowing that way, you don't have everyone rowing in the same direction, you're going to struggle. It's kind of like having a crab pot. It just slows you down. And over time, it's very tough to have sustained success. You might be able to have, and you talked about it, when the economy was going great, people were able to get by without the very basics. Now it's exposing. I think I just heard it. I was listening to something the other day. I think it was Warren Buffett. He said, yes, the saying is when the tide rises, all the boats rise. But I think he doubled down and said, when the tide retreats, you see who's naked. Right now, there's a lot of individuals and organizations. I know this is a kid-friendly PG show, but there's some folks that are out there naked and they're like, uh-oh, I'm exposed.
Hi, this is Brian from Boston. Okay, Boomer, teach me sales.
Okay, so Larry, we've been talking a lot. You've been giving some great ideas, inspiration for our sellers out there and how to exist, believe in themselves and do what they need to do. This to me is a critical time for our sales leaders. I was a sales leader. I knew what it would be like whenever I would lose good talent. All right, you can't. It's hard enough to find good talent. So people haven't been leaving. I talk to people every day that tell me they can't wait for the economy to pick up a little bit. They want to leave because they've seen their company is a little thumbs down. They're not where they want them to be. What can a sales leader do now when maybe their company isn't doing it for them to keep their talent excited, motivated, and not wanting to leave in 6 months when there's a lot of opportunities that open up?
You're so right, Tom. We're going to see a lot of movement. There's going to be some free agents and some trades going on. If I'm a sales leader right now, I'm getting as close as I can to my reps. And by close, I mean communication. Open communication about how they're doing as a person, what their goals are, where they're at today, as well as the business side. In addition to communication, I've got to show true, genuine care. I've got to exhibit empathy. But I also have to serve as that coach, as that trusted advisor. I need to lead them in the direction to success. I need to understand, what are their motivations? Is it money? Not everyone's motivated by money. Is it recognition? Is it the skills? Is it the professional development, the personal development? And then I need to make sure I'm making that match and I'm selling within my internal team to make sure I'm meeting their goals, their expectations, so that they'll stay and they won't be looking elsewhere for what I'm lacking. And I need to ask them for feedback. How can I get better? How can I serve you better? And then I need to shut up, listen, learn, and then act. So if I'm a leader, which I am, that's what I'm doing right now, all day, every day, getting close to my reps, putting in a plan to help them to be successful, and then taking it from there.
Absolutely. You know, I'm wondering if for our sales leaders, you have another hashtag three-minute challenge there. Reaching out, like you mentioned, communicating. Are you talking to your people every day? What are they going through? How are they impacted? What can I do? I think the leaders that are doing that, that they're going to be at a whole different level with their people. No matter what their goals are, their quotas, if they're bonding with them right now when they need it.
You're absolutely right. And I hear the stories all day, every day. Not a lot of leaders are doing that. They're leaders in title, leaders in name, not leaders in action. Your action speaks so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. If you're not close with your reps, and I mean relationship close, if you're not engaged and invested in them as a person, both personally and professionally, and you're working to help them get to where they want to get to, you're missing the spot. Good luck.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think where a lot of leaders struggle, because we don't have all the answers, right? None of us. I mean, I've been through a lot of crazy things over 30 years as a sales leader. Nothing like what we're going through now. So I think leaders have to, don't be afraid to tell people, hey, I don't have all the answers, but I can still reach out. We can still talk and communicate, even if I don't have all those answers for you. And I think that scares a lot of people. They don't want to talk if they don't have a good answer.
Yeah, well, no one knows the answers to everything. And that vulnerability goes a long way. People appreciate realness. They don't want their leaders to be perfect. They want their leaders to care about them and to keep it real with them. So if you're honest, you're upfront, you communicate, you're going to go a long way and you're going to exhibit success. You're going to experience success from my experience.
Okay, so Larry, we're having a lot of fun. This is one of those, we could probably do this for 3 hours. We've talked a little bit of basketball, a little bit of baseball. There's some more we can talk. I got a feeling you could really help my golf game at some point. But we're going to have to wrap up. I know you got a lot going on. But our listeners, they're going to want to continue to engage with you. So I'm going to encourage everyone to, if they're not already, follow you on LinkedIn. Get those midweek, midday motivations. I think everybody needs that. It's great stuff. But tell the listeners, how do they stay in touch? How do they reach you? And any takeaway you want to leave with them today?
I appreciate it, Tom. And this was truly my privilege, my pleasure. Please connect with me on LinkedIn. Larry Long Jr., I got the smile for the mile. Smile for a mile. I got the face for radio. You'll recognize me. But I just encourage, and I do my midweek, midday motivational minute to encourage everyone to hang in there. There's hope out there. Things will get better, but you got to make it happen. Surround yourself with great people. Believe in yourself, and I just look forward to seeing you make it happen. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know, but let's get our minds right and let's go and get it. Thanks so much, Tom.
Absolutely, Larry. This has been great. So that's it. That's today's show. Okay, Boomer, teach me sales.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to subscribe and follow. We hope you make us a part of your week, and don't forget to share with your friends and coworkers.
Should we mention the website?
Sure, the website, okboomerteachmesales.com.
And where can they engage with us?
LinkedIn at Thomas J. Bloomer.
We hope to see you there.